Jacksonville's got a lot of new young talent on defense. What have you seen from them on field that makes them tough?
How fast flow of a defense they are. Every time you see them make a tackle, there's three or four guys. They got a linebacker who can chase down pretty much anybody, so it definitely lets us know if we break out, still be ball conscious because he could possibly show up. And, you know, they play as a team and they get to the ball fast.
Eddie, what did you get out of camp and did you feel – what helped you get out of camp and did you feel you accomplished what you did?
Just to, you know, get back comfortable and back to playing how I used to play. And, you know, I think I'm there. There's always room to get better, so I'm still continuing to do so and, you know, just go out and play.
Do you feel the off-season conditioning stuff that you did, the tweaks, that pay off now that you're going into week one here?
Physically, yeah. Mentally, totally. But, you know, we got to see how it comes come game days. But I'm pretty sure I'll be all right.
TJ Yeldon, what do you see in that guy? And there's a lot of Bama backs you see in
We do a great job, you know, in this league, you know, with the teams we get on. And for him, he's doing a great job for his team, and it's going to be fun to go out there and compete against him.
Are there any wagers, personal, between you two?
Nah. I'm pretty sure I'll probably win.
And is preparing for a game down in Florida, like those guys trying to prepare for a game here in December?
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, growing up in Louisiana and playing at Alabama, I'm kind of used to it. But then you come up here where it's super cold, so you kind of get used to this too. But, I mean, it's always tough to go from cold to hot, you know, so fast. But we got to hydrate. This is a big coaching point, coaching emphasis for this week. Just continue to hydrate and you know it's going to be hot. We go out there and play.
And it seems like you've always liked running off the left side there behind Josh and Bakhtiari. Now Josh is gone. Does that change anything for you?
I mean, you know, Lane's there now. He definitely has, you know, some shoes to fill, but so far he's been doing a great job. You know, next man up, got to come out and play. I got to do what I got to do regardless.
Do you come into the season with another chip on your shoulder? Do you feel like you have something else to prove now?
Nah, I'm cool.
You're cool, but is there an eagerness to show everybody all the hard work and put it on the field in a game that counts? All the stuff that you've done.
To showcase it?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's how you and other people would like to look at it, I mean, it could definitely be looked at that way, but at the end of the day, I'm here to run the football and make sure every chance I get, it's a positive way for the team.
But you, I mean, personally, you want to be rewarded for all your hard work, don't you? I mean, I don't know how you look at it, but if I put all that hard work in, I'd like to see the rewards from it.
I look at it as long as the chain's moving and I don't drop the ball and I score touchdowns, I'm pretty good.
Pretty cool.
Did you play against Fowler at all when you were in the SEC? I know he was a few years behind you.
Honestly, cannot remember. I have no idea.
Eddie, how about just the first game? What it's like to be back in the midst of the season, have it open up Sunday?
You know, for all of us, you know, it's a more anxious feeling because it's not just preseason. You know, this is when it all counts and, you know, you build towards, you know, we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, it's game one and you want to send a message and, you know, we get a chance to go out there and do that.
Any message that you want to send Sunday right out of the gates?
Me personally? Nah, I mean, as a team, you know, you want to go out, show we're physical. Offensively, we can pass the ball. You know, we know that. We want to go and show them. You know, we can run the ball tough yards. You know, we're going to drive our legs and do what we have to do.
Anything you think that we're going to see already in game one that will show the potential of this team?
We have to wait and see that.
Is there an eagerness on players' part, though, to put that full playbook on display? Because you obviously don't show anything in the preseason. We know you've practiced it, but to put it on the field and see how it works, is there an eagerness to?
We just go out. You know, whatever coach calls, you know, he always puts us in the best situation, and, you know, we just have to execute, and if it works, then, you know, we keep it in there.
Getting a guy like Jordy back, what does that do for the run game?
It opens the field. It allows the defense to space out more because they have to, you know, cover the deep threat, and it leaves more room for, you know, Starks and me to be able to, you know, run and navigate a lot easier.
Eddie, have you ever been more ready for physically prepared for a season than you've been this all work you put in?
I don't know how to answer that. Mentally, I'm, you know, still the same. And I just go out and play. I wouldn't say more or less ready.
You guys have all had time to think about the Josh situation and stuff. Do you think that's all past you now? I mean, it happened on Saturday and it was kind of shocking to everyone. Do you think that's last two guys by now?
It's definitely shocking. I think there's some guys that it'll take longer than others, just like winning and losing a football game, which is definitely a huge part of our offensive line. But, even though it happened, we still have to go out. We have to play. And, it sucks that he's not with us no more. But, we can't dwell on it. We got to go out and play the way we know how to play.